Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing, dude.
Tripping balls, dude.
You all right over there, dude?
Ooh, that's dope.
Stop. What the fuck? You kidding me, man?
It's no good.
Alrighty. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Goza Podcast, episode 329. This is Jorge.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Maddie Double D.
What?
What's up, world?
Hello.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Jorge Double G.
Yeah. Buenos tardes, Maddie Dingley. This is
Reap.
Reap.
There goes everyone's ears.
Yeah.
Good.
God, that was too much.
Nah, it'll balance out. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
That's fine. We'll buff it out in post.
Yeah.
I like starting the episode off nice and shrill.
Yeah, you look nice and creepy.
Do I?
Got him.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up. Because the inside joke actually sounds better than
the actual joke. Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's a bummer when it works out that way.
Well, Matthew?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, Rhett?
Yeah.
How you fucking been?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good, man. Yeah. Living on my own. Like, it's good. It's easier to take care of, like, my mental health.
Making
and my
your way downtown?
Health. Yeah. Walking fast. You know what? Face pass, and then I'm homebound.
I'm sorry.
What is what?
For what?
It reminds me what he was talking about. It's like, I'm here without you, baby. I'm here on my lonely mind.
Who is that?
It's Three Doors Down.
Yeah, it is Three Doors Down.
I know the song, but I forgot who it was. That's a good song.
I think about you all the time.
You know why it's a good song? Because it's a 90s song.
Well, not only
it's
did
like
you say
a 2003 song.
You said you're doing well.
Oh, is it the later one? Yeah.
But you earlier said, I've had the best week.
It's a great week, man. I've seen some movies. Like, I went out and I played some video games at Coin House, and I went snorkeling for the first time, and it's fucking exhausting. I went and saw the Star Wars Symphony thing for Return of the Jedi. That was tight. Yeah, and I've got a lot done. I've been, like, really productive, and, you know, it feels, like, nice picking up my own house without, like, you know, there being somebody else living in it. It's fun.
Did you have an epiphany while watching Return of the Jedi that the Star Wars original trilogy is actually much better than most of the 80s movies you like?
No.
Okay.
But I did laugh when he yeeted that dude into the fucking black hole.
That's such bullshit.
I didn't remember that, but Boba Fett? Damn. No.
Darth Vader into the fucking... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Palpatine.
Yeah,
you know what they did,
when he literally yeeted him.
Okay. Yeah.
That was good.
Also, the yeeting of Boba Fett into the Sarlacc pit is also bullshit.
It's a mistake.
That's bullshit.
That is a mistake, and they fucking
especially
because
his backpack.
They're trying to retcon
jets.
It by saying he like survived because of his Mandalorian armor, and it's like, come on, buddy.
See, I'm watching, and I'm like, wait, please don't do the 1997 reissue version. Please don't do it, and they did. They had the musical number that was added in Jabba's palace, and I'm like, okay. That's it.
Take on Gang Kukukam.
Yeah,
that
like,
one?
They didn't add as much to Return of the Jedi. What they did add, when he yeets fucking the Emperor in the Death Star, he goes, no.
No.
No. He says no, dude.
Yeah.
Like, wait, you saw the same one? Or?
Yes. We also went to the Symphony. That was something I neglected to mention. We've been to the Symphony twice at the Rady Shell. It's a brand new venue here in San Diego. It's an $85 million outdoor venue.
It's tight.
It's fucking amazing. The acoustics. I mean, that's the best thing I've ever heard outdoors.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's right on the water. You get to see like the backdrop of the city. It gets a little bit chilly, but that's tight.
Yeah, you can bring blankies. But we saw Stuart Copeland a couple weeks ago.
Stewie Copeland,
which is the drummer from The Police. And for a dork like me, in case
you didn't know.
Yo, fuck The Police, dog.
defund The Police. defund Stewart Copeland, no, dude. Get that motherfucker out.
Don't defund Stewart Copeland. But for a dude,
you could defund fucking Sting.
Oh, yeah.
He's 70 years old, and he's doing it. Don't defund Sting either. I don't care what you say.
Defund Little Gordy.
He's dope. Little Gordy in Dune, he's dope.
When is Dune coming out? It's
only getting really good reviews, too, be the way.
Whoa, a couple said it's bloated and joyless.
That's
and
I'm good.
Like, yeah, good.
Yeah, it's creepy. Good.
I want it to be bloated.
You don't want
and
to fucking have jokes.
I want
in
it
this
to be like Matt Smith, bloated and joyless.
Bro, I'm not so bloated right now. I'm slimming down. Getting good.
That's not how he is.
Well, at least joyless, anyway.
He's not joyless
I'm
either.
I'm beaming with joy, dog. Beaming.
He doesn't dwell on things so he can experience joy at all times.
There you go.
Right.
Pure dopamine drip over here.
No, it's just peaks and valleys, dog. Up and down all day. Looks like torsades. Pew, pew,
pew. What?
Torsades the point.
Oh, fuck off.
Seriously, that Return of the Jedi thing, we've seen that fucking movie to hell and back, yep, you and I, right? So... See, that is the ideal format to watch fucking Star Wars original trilogy. Like, seeing it with the live orchestra, they sounded so good. Mm-hmm. And the movie is so fucking, like, what it is, and so archetypal. It's, like, it sucks you into this fucking movie, and I kept forgetting, like, oh, they're playing the music.
Same. I wasn't even watching the symphony, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're at the symphony. Yeah. And then everybody gets up and leaves during the credits, and I'm finally like, but there's a symphony here.
Yeah,
that's when I realized it.
It was crazy. Like the whole, and it was like sold out.
I hope they
like
do fucking packed episode one just for Duel of the Fates. That would be rad.
It would be rad if everyone Binks, shows bro up the last 20 minutes for that. Yeah, yes.
That's all I need.
God, dude. It's a great way to get people, get the masses involved in the symphony again. Because they did a great fucking job.
Well, and it's Star Wars, so people shell out the dough for it, too.
That's what I mean.
Those tickets were expensive.
Yeah.
Like $100?
Well, we got this thing where you see three shows over the summer for a certain amount. It's like a bundle thing. Mm-hmm. And so we did the Stewart Copeland one, that one, and then there was a ballet one, which she actually gave to a friend. So
it's probably for the best.
We should have seen Smokey Robinson.
Oh, I would have gone to Smokey Robinson. I didn't That's even realize what I he was here. Said. Dude, Smokey, dude, I would have gone with you.
Really?
Fuck yeah. Dude, I love Smokey Robinson.
And he's going to like...
He's going to die soon.
He's alive?
Yeah, what? Barely.
Like, why, you know? But yeah.
Like, why are you still alive, dude?
Yeah, when I saw that Matt was fucking Return of the Jedi, he's like, I'm into it. I'm like, what?
It's also weird that it's fucking Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. That's the ticket I was offered, so.
It's pretty, the beginning and end of that movie are pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
The midsection is kind of sleepy.
I wasn't bored, except for like when they took that 20 minute intermission. Yeah. Like, but yeah, I was entertained through the whole movie. It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
What about you, dude?
What about me?
What about you, birthday boy? No, fuck him. What about you, birthday boy?
Who was it? I had a fuck. Dude,
you
I
did
had
some
a,
shit.
I had an incredible week.
Yeah.
Talk about your week.
I had a week that I was able to just fucking disconnect for a bit, man. It was good. We were up in June Lake, which luckily everything opened up the day that we showed up, all the national forests.
Oh, nice.
So we were doing some fishing. We did some fucking canoeing. We did some fucking paddle boarding.
Did you view any Native American artifacts?
It was fucking great. The place that we stayed at was fucking ridiculous with their Native American artwork, dude.
Yeah.
They wish they were non-white so bad. it was unfucking believable, well, dude.
The way I would phrase it, it's like they approach it like it's like purely like, oh, look, these people were cute. They had this stuff.
It's exactly like, what it is, man.
You remember there was a genocide, right?
Yeah, dude, it's it's fucking great. And then they've got these books and these bookshelves that are like, the downfall of the American Indian. And the fuck, and it's like, bro, are you come on, man. Like,
those are your peoples though, right?
Those are your people.
Oh, no, I mean, like, your peoples, like, you know them, the people you rented the cabin from?
No, they're just some fucks on fucking Airbnb or some shit. Oh. But no, dude, it was great. It was awesome. It was really good to be out in fucking nature. I hate to say that, but...
It's fucking true.
It was great, yeah, man.
Feels real good.
It turns out it's natural.
Yeah.
To like not be around a bunch of fucking concrete and electric light bulbs and fucking, you know, stoplights and bullshit.
And so June Lake was really dope. We stayed there for 3 days, and then on our way kind of down to back home, we stopped in Yosemite, which unfortunately kind of sucked because of all the forest fires going on right now. You couldn't really see anything. Like, you'd have to really be like at a mountain to see it. So it was kind of whack. And then we stayed at this little lodge in Yosemite, which was like, dude,
that's really inconsiderate of Yosemite.
It's really, could you like fucking blow the smoke away, dude? Please. Yeah,
I guess we should have like raked those forests,
dude. So I learned something interesting about the national forest. So because we've gotten so good at fighting fires.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say catching on fire.
That the forest
lighting fires.
The forests have basically overgrown, and so now anytime a national forest catches on fire and it gets hot enough, it's killing sequoias, which is unheard of. Like, you know, sequoias are meant to be able to survive a fucking forest fire because they've been around for thousands of years, and the fires are getting so hot that it's actually affecting the core of the trees and they're fucking dying off. So I don't know what to think about that, man. I'm like, should we just let them go, the fucking fires, and see what happens, or what? It's kind of sad.
Well, and it is a, you know, I don't want to get too, but I was looking into the whole climate change thing, and I wasn't actually understanding the connection supposedly between that and the fucking fire thing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
After looking into it, it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Longer periods of drought and extreme heat than usual. So,
But we catch on fire every year, several
Trump,
times.
Maybe Trump was right, dude. We needed to rake those forests a little bit more.
They're so dirty, man. So much kindling right
But yeah,
there.
Man, it was good. Wifey and I got to see City in Color before we left on Tuesday. It was fucking awesome, man.
You got to see who?
City in Color.
Oh.
Dallas Green from...
you said In Living Color.
In
like
Living
that
Color,
band.
Dude. Yeah, that them
I
too.
I went to an acoustic show too, dude. I forgot all about it. Mine wasn't nearly as good as City in Color. Though.
It's true, it wasn't.
Yeah. The dude from Good Riddance seemed really pissed off because there was only like 30 people there and nobody gave a shit
Dallas
about
Dallas Green
him.
Makes me feel things.
Yeah.
And it's to this day.
In your heart and your penis.
Yeah, both.
I looked on that video you posted and it's like, dude, he's like, Bursley girl! And I was like, fuck, don't say anything, man.
Wait, what? What happened?
That video you posted, you're like, this is this guy from Face to Face, and he's like, Bursley girl! And I was like, don't fucking write anything, dude. Just leave it alone.
You could have.
Leave it alone.
But I said something.
And then I got the fucking Ghostbusters Lego set from a birthday, and I haven't started it yet. It's fucking this week.
That's pretty big.
But anywho, yeah, that was my week. It was fun. I mean, we did a lot of shit, but you know, I don't want to be too verbose about it.
What about you, dude? Tell us about your work.
No. I did the extended version last week. We're good. But things are going really good. I'm looking forward to a new place on Monday. Still in the recovery field, and a little bit of a raise and a day schedule and some better mentorship, and all sorts of good things have come of this, actually. But we got a chinchilla.
Oh, good friend.
Yes, and I think the name is Mark.
Just Mark. Because
when you said that, I was going to say, if his name's not actually Mark, I'm going to be severely disappointed.
Yeah, because no one should name their chinchilla Mark, so that's why, you know, I want to be like, hi, Mark. And he's really cool so far. And the Chihuahua has been pretty fucking reasonable about the whole thing so far. Like, I mean,
he's like, you know, we talked to him and he was like, look, dude, this is cool. You brought a fucking chinchilla in the house. I may tear him the fuck up
he's one of these days. But
really curious so far.
I'm like, sure he is.
But he's not like pissy with him. He's just like, and keep smelling him and stuff.
Because they can get a little stinky, chinchillas.
Yeah. Have you had one before?
Ronnie has had a chinchilla.
Okay, I figured it seemed like you probably had, but yeah, so far, so that's nice. And yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, just like Matt, we saw Return of the Jedi on Sunday evening.
I thought you went to Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back, I went to last year when they had the 40th anniversary in theaters. They didn't have Empire at the Symphony.
Oh, I thought they were doing like the three movies on like Friday, Saturday, Sundays. No, but they were just doing Jedi all three nights.
Yeah, Jedi has all the themes in it. So it's the most fun score.
Ah, gotcha.
See what I mean? Like the first Star Wars, they didn't even have Yoda, so they didn't have his theme or the Imperial March.
Oh, that's like the best shit.
And Return of the Jedi, that end fucking with like the space shit and the ground battle and the throne room. All that shit is fucking amazing. And that dun 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 dun, dun, dun. Yeah. And Admiral Akbar is like, oh fuck, it's a trap. Oh fuck. You know what I mean?
He said that. I heard it.
Yeah.
It's the new cut.
I will give you $1,000 if you can come up with the species of Admiral Akbar.
Fuck, I have no goddamn idea.
I think you got me. You're like that fucking guy in the line.
Yep. He pulls out a book. Yeah. dork. What's his species?
Mon calamari.
He's a calamari. Cool. He's a squid. So he's a squid.
Octopus?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
It is gross.
Yeah.
Mm. Almost had $1,000. Well, I don't know how.
I didn't have a shot.
But, I mean, it's a good
segue. No way, no how.
We watched another George Lucas executive produced thing from the 80s, and it was the 35th anniversary of it, and it's a movie both of you guys have talked shit about unjustly with David Bowie and a bunch
of movie sucks.
If you're talking about Labyrinth, I have not ever talked shit about Labyrinth.
Yes, you fucking did.
No, I have not.
On Facebook, remember he did that?
Bro, I haven't had a Facebook since I've known you.
But that's so fucking dumb. Yes, you have. You only got rid of it like a year ago.
I got rid of it like 2 years ago.
You got rid of it like a year and 7 months.
Anywho, yeah, Labyrinth sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it really does.
No, it doesn't. It was really good.
Yeah.
And the fucking that production design, Jesus
David
Lord.
David Bowie's dick.
And we saw this 4K version in theaters, which was really cool.
That's cool. You could see the suck in 4K.
No, dude. It doesn't suck.
You can see the cock.
You know what? You know what it reminds me of, dude? It reminds me of Hocus Pocus. That's how bad it sucks.
Oh. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, except it doesn't have three stupid bitches in
it. Yeah, it does. It's got David Bowie.
Don't.
Did we do an episode on Hocus Pocus?
No.
We should do Hocus Pocus and Labyrinth. That would be fun. That's what we should do for the last week of fucking of October is Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus.
Anyway, I watched another 80s movie called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah! That movie is like it. I saw it a few years ago and I was like, oh, you know, it's really aged. And it's like, yeah, now I watch it again. I'm like, yeah, it's really aged. And
like a
really,
fine wine.
It's really good. Yeah. Again. Mm. Like, really good. I watched a movie called Sunset Boulevard. Great fucking movie from the 50s. One of the oddest fucking movies ever, especially considering it came out in 1951.
Mm-hmm,
big influence on a lot of folks that some of us are into. I watched four new horror-y type movies, and semi-new, I should say. One of them was called The Unholy. It came out earlier this year.
Pretty bad things.
This is the most limp dick fucking movie. Like we've
worse
seen
than The Turning.
We've seen worse things this year. It's not worse than The Turning. It's just more. It's just like, are you going to do something? Like
he's poking it.
Like what are you doing? And then like at the end, it tries to like fuck you, and you're like, dude, like you
made that noise.
I'm so limp. Like you can't even. You could just fucking be like, oh, and it's not getting
it's
hard
not
for
happening.
You now.
Damn.
You know, there's just no way.
Just mashing it.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan is in it. And here's the other thing, too. It's got, like, one of those things where it's got, like, a witch trope and she was killed. And instead of it, like, being like, well, she was killed unjustly and it getting into, like, that's the fucking intention here that's really evil. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, the witch was evil. And it's like, oh, God, you're doing this version of this, too? Like, no.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
I get you.
I watched a movie called Karen.
Karen.
Named after the famous meme. And dude, this movie's fucking hilarious. It's nonstop.
Dude.
It's nonstop, tone deaf, and just super obvious and fucking. It's just I hope you guys watch it. I don't know if we still want to do a Patreon.
I'm down to watch it. I don't know where it is.
It's a terrible fucking movie.
Where do you
have
find
to rent it?
It.
Oh. I rented it. I rented that movie.
It's good.
And
good for you.
Yeah, it begins with her, our titular character, washing off, scrubbing off a Black Lives Matter thing off the street,
mm-hmm.
and then it's cold open, and then it goes to Karen, with blood dripping.
Hmm.
That's
man. That sounds good.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good intro.
Yeah, and and it has, of course, a black couple that moves into this affluent white neighborhood. And the fucking the male protagonist, our black dude, he's an idiot, and his chick is super fine, super fine, and the only one who really tries to act in this whole fucking movie.
Okay.
Anyway, I think Matt, yeah, you
fucking, that sounds right up my alley.
Smoke a bunch of weed, fucking watch the movie.
So be you.
Yeah, I got a whole week in a hotel, so.
I kept hearing about this movie, reading about it, I should say, called The Boy Behind the Door. It's available on Shudder. And what it does is it dramatizes something that's very common, but you haven't really seen it dramatized. So it's two boys that are in elementary school get kidnapped. And they're in a house and they're
kidnapping's not dramatized?
Not really. Not from their perspective, no. It's like from their perspective and them waking up in the trunk and trying to escape, and one gets out, but then he feels compelled to go back to the house because he's leaving his buddy behind. The problem, and I respect it for it, and it has a fair amount of tension. What I don't like is very quickly it devolves to me into this. He has an encounter with an adult and some ridiculous thing happens and he goes on the run. He has an encounter with an adult and some ridiculous thing happens and he goes on the run. And it keeps
doing it. Sounds like Walking Dead.
It keeps doing it over and over again for the second half of the movie.
So George will love it.
I think you misunderstand. I don't like these things.
You just watch them consistently. So
I think you misunderstand. I don't like anything.
I don't like anything, that's Matthew. Bullshit. I just that's watch
true.
Them.
That's true.
And then there was this new fucking Nicolas Cage movie that we were thinking about doing for the show tonight. I mentioned we should do this maybe, and then I immediately fucking sent a text
immediately
saying, let's rethink this.
Yeah,
because if I hate this fucking wannabe midnight cult classic gonzo Nicolas Cage movie, you guys will fucking hate it.
I was just down to do it.
Okay, well, I'm still down to do it, and there would actually be quite a bit to talk about, but the movie has some good costume design, some good set design that I've seen better in Terry Gilliam movies, but fuck, dude, like, it is completely, whatever it's trying to do with, like, you guys remember Wally's Wonderland?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nicolas Cage is doing the same shtick, barely saying or doing anything. He's got his beard, and, like, it's him devolved to the level of just, like, he's, like, hi, motherfucking yeah, hi yeah, like that, and I'll karate chop you. And then he gets out of a car. They give him a car, and he gets out of the car to ride a bike. And it's like, dude, are you referencing the Wicker Man here? Because if you are, it's just not working. And get this premise, Matt. They say you need to go into this dangerous territory and rescue this chick. Or
so these like
bombs
Mandy.
On you are going to explode in a certain amount of time.
So it's kind of like Mandy.
It's Escape from New York. Like,
kind of like Frogtown.
It's nothing like Mandy. That's what
I mean, like going to this dangerous place and get this girl. That's kind of like Mandy.
That's stupid. It's kind of like Mario Brothers, too.
It is.
I'm talking about, no, but having bombs on you that will explode if you try to stop doing things.
But see,
what they did is Snake Plissken.
So what you're saying is you liked the movie a lot better when it was called Speed.
I liked the movie
a
lot better when it was like,
I wish I would have got to
seven or eight other movies I've seen. Look, if you're gonna be influenced by stuff, but it doesn't do anything with them, like all of its attempts at like fucking offbeat like humor and all this, it's like, it's super boring, dude.
Okay.
It's a total fucking misfire. Talked about with a few fucking fellow dorks on Discord, and they were in basic agreement.
Hello, fellow dorks.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I was not a fan.
All right.
I'm eager to see how bad you guys hate it, though.
Oh, I'm not going to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Unless I'm forced to, I'm not going to watch it.
You guys should watch it.
That's a great endorsement there. Nah, I'm not going to watch it.
He's like, it's terrible. You'll love it.
I did watch Free Guy. I liked that.
I heard that was pretty good.
It's pretty funny. Like, Ryan Reynolds is just really good at being like a lovable idiot, and that's what he is. He's a lovable idiot. It makes you like kind of feel for NPCs, which like I don't want to do. I just want to like punch them, and
I don't want to feel things with my brain, pussy.
Yeet them off of things. Did
you mention watching Free Guy before?
No, because I just saw it on Tuesday. And then I watched School of Rock on Netflix, but everybody's seen that. And then I started watching Squid Game on Netflix.
Squid Billies.
I'm only two episodes in, but dude, I love this show.
It's so good.
Like, how far in are you?
I think 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fucking great because it starts off as this like kind of melodrama Korean thing, and then by the time you get to where it's going and then it like leaves that fucking location, you're like, oh shit,
yeah,
this is playing with my emotions and I love it,
dude. Even the and it's got some great gore in it, but like even the melodrama stuff, like the stuff between that dude and his daughter, I was like, oh my heart, fuck. She's like trying to make him happy, and I was like, damn, like that's real love right there. And that's, you know, always gets me right there. And then like a motherfucker gets his hand stuck in a thing, dude. It was so tough.
The red light, green light scene was just, it was unfucking believable, man.
I wanted to watch more, but I was passing out last night, and I'm fucking going to go home and watch some. Yeah. I got to get up hella early, but I'm still going to watch at least one episode.
I've resigned myself to watching it by myself because like Ronnie has in the 2 episodes that we've watched, she's fallen asleep halfway through both.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, nah, don't I can't. I can't be.
Watch it on your own. Go back and rewatch it with
Ronnie. Yeah. But it's good. It's real good. Highly recommended, dude.
Yeah, that's good shit.
And then that fucking, that opening, not the opening scene, but the opening like scene to the games where they're walking through that Escher style building. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. It's shit. Shit fucks.
Yeah.
And it is Korean, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Japanese, but then, you know, it's definitely not.
Someone gave you a chart and you figured it out.
I got one! Wow. Playing anything, Matt?
I actually started playing The Evil Within again. Mm-hmm. I got about an hour and a half into that. Cool. And I'm going to play the first 2 of them. Well, there's only 2. So I'm going to play both of those.
And then more Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of getting bored of Dead by Daylight.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was thinking about starting Silent Hill 2 again as well.
Man.
Don't do it.
What?
The shit you picked to play, I'm like, dude, pick something better.
No, Silent Hill 2 is so good. It's probably the best game ever.
Eternal Darkness.
Eternal Darkness is tight. I think I can get Eternal Darkness.
And Metroid.
I have Dead Space.
No, he can't play fucking Metroid anymore because this motherfucker didn't take his Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, because why?
Like an idiot.
He wouldn't play Metroid anyway.
I have PC. I don't need.
He wouldn't, dude. He'd be like,
he's like, I'm gonna play Myst.
I never played Myst or Metroid. I mean, I played Metroid a little bit, but like
that's a mistake, dude.
Yeah, I wasn't good at Metroid. I played BioShock. I'll play BioShock again. Not BioShock Infinite. Actually,
BioShock Infinite was dope.
Not BioShock 2.
What about ActRaiser on Super Nintendo?
I don't know what that is.
Ooh, it's good. You're a god, and they worship you, and like you build the land, and then they start worshiping like a fucking graven image, and it's a demon, and then you have to go down and like fight the demon. And then you go back up into the clouds. And
it would have been a lot cooler if I could have just like wiped out the entire.
You can.
Oh yeah, see that's what's up. No,
you can do that too.
No demon, wipe them out.
But you lose when you do that.
I started playing. I started playing a new fucking Castlevania game on iOS called Castlevania Grimoire of Souls.
Nice. I've never heard of it, so that's not good.
It just came out. It's not very good.
Oh.
It is sort of like an action-y side-scroller auto-run game that's like built around the Castlevania universe.
That's a mistake.
I'm about like 10-15 minutes into it, and it's
an auto-run Castlevania?
Yeah, like you can run and it will like automatically attack enemies for you.
Nope,
there is some combat, like you do some combat like manually, but I'm not super digging it. It's on Apple Arcade. If you've already subscribed to Apple Arcade, it's for free. So it might be worth your time, but otherwise it's kind of whack if you got to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't
either. Have you heard about this game coming out? I think it's PS5. It might be both platforms, but Deathloop.
Yeah, it's getting really good reviews. So Deathloop is a first person roguelite game
with some timey-wimey elements.
Timey-wimey shit going on. Yeah.
Like it's in the gameplay.
Yeah, it's dope.
So it's like Tenet, but according to you, good.
Much better than Tenet.
Oh.
Even just from like watching it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. In your face.
And the sound's actually good.
Tenet's great when they're fucking like garbled dialogues going on with the booming music out on the boat. I love it.
Totally.
So all atmosphere.
It's just fucking awe-inspiring. But like, aww.
I think it's because my autism is activated and I'm just overwhelmed, so I interpret it as being really fucking powerful.
Did you get your blue pumpkin?
He fucking powers. He powers down like RoboCop while in the middle of fucking 10. And he's like, "Kiku."
I'm gonna spit this shit again.
Any news we should get to before we take a break?
Rit.
No. But other than Mike Flanagan.
Flanagan.
The do we know who Mike Flanagan is? Can we someone help me out?
No.
We have an idea.
He did The Haunting of Hill House.
Mm-hmm.
He did its follow up. He did Dr. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He also did he directed a couple other movies like Hush, the one that dealt with the deaf lady and that home invasion, which I thought was pretty clever with its Hitchcockian minimalism. He did Oculus, which Jorge does not like.
I do not like.
Jorge loved Oculus. Go back and check the tape. Hans, let us know, bro.
That was the first of the WrestleFuck movies.
Yeah. That's news. Netflix WWE is putting out a interactive horror movie on Netflix, kind of like a Bandersnatch. Was that what it's called?
Bandersnatch?
What was it called?
That's
the Black Mirror.
The Black Mirror interactive
choose. That was Bandersnatch, right?
Ending. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're doing like that, a choose your own adventure horror movie where the Undertaker is the villain and like the New Day or like the cast. I think that sounds hella fun.
Finish up your Flanagan.
No, on that road, like I knew that Bandersnatch kind of was a mixed bag for me, but I didn't think that would be the last time we saw that in a streaming thing.
They've done it before. They did it with like a Bear Grylls interactive show.
They did it with a Kimmy Schmidt too.
You decide if he drinks his
piss
or not.
Yeah. There's like a Minecraft one that my kid likes. It's a fairly.
Someday they'll knock that out of the park once they get certain mechanics of it down, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a bunch of trial and error to do with that. But, he did Gerald's Game, which was pretty fucking solid. Yeah. I forget that he did that. But he's got a new series coming out called Midnight Mass, and that debuts on the 24th. So that's on Netflix. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, next month or this coming month's October, we got fucking Halloween Kills coming out.
It's a little weak sauce this year.
Well, I don't think so. We got Titane coming out, which won the Cannes Film Festival. It's the person who directed Raw, which one of you fucking didn't like.
That was
me. I can't decide who did or did not.
I don't remember.
I
wasn't here. We looked at the tape and I forgot. But listen to the tape, I should say. Lamb from A24 is coming out. Halloween Kills is coming out. And that has gotten pretty lackluster response from the people who've seen it. Antlers is coming out.
As expected.
Last Night in Soho is coming out. So I don't know. I'm pretty.
You're pretty chuffed.
I'm pretty looking forward to those offerings.
It's pretty plussed.
I'm pretty nonplussed.
Wouldn't that mean minused? If you were nonplussed.
That's not what that means.
That's not what that means.
It should be what it means, though.
Yeah.
Fucking language is stupid.
Language is dumb.
I'm nonplussed. That's like fucking some made up bullshit.
Well, everything's made up.
Hella subtracted, bro. Yes. Hella subtracted.
All right, well, that's it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to talk about film.
That's true.
I don't have that kind of guilt, do you?
I don't have that. I don't know. Now that I'm in my own place, I kind of don't want to clog up my pipes.
I don't have none in my own place.
I'm trying
to want to clog up my pubes. What?
What are you talking about? You want to clog up your pipes?
Clog up my pipes.
With what, bro?
With jism.
Clog up my pipes, Matt Smith.
You jism enough to clog your pipes?
Maybe.
Jism.
Maybe.
Chism.
I'm going to call you Matt Chism. There's probably a baseball player named fucking Matt Chism.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Jesus Christ.
I was thinking there's probably a bass player named Matt Chism.
Nah. Chism.
Chism with a C-H. Chism.
Oh,
Matt Chism.
I think there is
there's a baseball player. There's Matt Chisholm. Mate, who's Matt Chism?
Close.
Who's Matt Chism?
Oh, look at he's a fucking cop. Matt Obituary.
Okay, oh, yeah. Anyway,
he's a dead cop.
Herman Cain Award.
Probably bad. This is bad. Going down a bad rabbit hole right now.
Hey, Matthew.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Rhett.
Yeah.
Guess fucking what, dude?
What,
bro? We're freaking back.
And it's time for Rhett to tell us about the Patreon.
He's not ready for
Patreon.
It.
Patreon.
Matt,
tell us about the Patreon. No, but I'm trying to do your shtick where you come up with some crazy shit on the spot.
Well,
but
sometimes,
I won't.
Sometimes when you paint a picture, you don't actually have the whole image in your mind. You can only paint like a couple little bits at a time. Well, what we're trying to tell you is that
that's
help
a lot
us
like the Patreon.
Help us provide the paint for our painting. As you know, you all, sometimes you only have red and blue, but you really want purple and yellow and green, and you got to have the full spectrum. Like us on the show, we're on the spectrum. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, that's pretty good. Because, yeah, he brought it back around.
You know what? My mistake was trying to rub your rhubarb.
Yeah.
I should have just degraded the audience like I usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And made them feel a part of by being stupid.
Uh-huh.
And then pitch the thing.
Yeah.
Which is the Patreon.
Yeah, you try to do his bit, but you just got to.
Yeah.
If I was trying to pitch it, where would they go to sign up for Patreon?
That's a good question, Matthew.
Patreon.com/whogoestheirepodcast.
That was the deconstructionist pitch.
That was really good. I ran out of my body for a second there.
I think he mind raped you right now.
You went,
got you.
You went full red vines, bro.
He was looking at you just nodding the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Where's he going? You see red? This is how you do it.
He's a full emperor. But, yes.
But
yes.
Did you notice? Cool. I shut up and let you do your pitch.
Oh, that's true. He didn't interrupt you.
Yeah. We do have a new fucking Patreon member this week.
That's true.
Nick Wright.
The little homie Nick Wright.
What's up, Nick?
Who Rhett and I have known for good bit.
That's right.
I've known Nick since we were wee lads in church and then junior high and then high school. And now he's I don't need to talk about what he does for
please.
A living.
Yeah. He's like Nick W. No,
but it's a trip. What he does for a living now. That's fucking cool, man.
You started as wee lads and now you're a hunky boy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
There you go. Oh, I know where this is going.
Well, the Who Goes Here podcast watched the film, 1979's Phantasm, directed by Don Coscarelli, also written by the homie Don.
He said that a lot less Italian than
can
I
you say his name properly, please?
Coscarelli.
Yeah, there you go.
So you guys happy
put
with
some
that?
Stank on it.
Put
damn.
Some stank on some it. Starring A. Michael Baldwin, Bill Thornberry, Reggie Bannister, Kathy Lester, Terry Kalbas, Kenneth Jones, Susan Harper, Lynn Eastman Rossi, David Arntzen. Ralph Richmond, Bill Cohn, Laura Mann, Mary Ellen Shaw, Myrtle Scotton, Angus.
That was fucking way too low on that list.
Dak Coscarelli, who the fuck? And Kate Coscarelli. This motherfucker just had everybody in his family. He was like, hey, you want to fucking roll in this film?
I bet one of them
$300,000 budget.
One of the guitar players.
You want part of this fucking IMDb page back in 1979? Come on in, dude.
Yeah.
Don't even, you know.
It was like a phone book back then.
Well, let's get this party started.
Have either of you seen this before?
I had seen it twice. Once about 15 years ago, and once actually when I was actually really young, my buddy Joe in Las Vegas showed it to me when I was about 8 or 9, and I could only watch movies like that at his house generally, unless my dad justified that, yes, you need to come see Schindler's List for some reason. But,
yeah, that was kind of his bit.
But, yeah, I was confused when I was younger, but kind of mystified by the ball thing. And then about 15 years ago, I wasn't ready really for the wavelength of it. And I saw, and this is my third time watching it, so I'll leave it there for right now. Had you seen this before?
I had not.
Ever?
Not. Not that I remember. I mean, I probably have, like, flickering memories of this shit, but not that I can remember.
Yeah, but officially. It's one of those you grow up hearing about, and you know the iconography of, and the tall man, and the the fucking ball. Cerebral boar, the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen any of the sequels. I kind of want to watch part two, because the director did, the same director did part two.
So, George, what did you think?
Shit, come on. Phantasm. This shit is a fucking joke, dude. I mean, what are we talking about, dude? It's very, very well known that I don't have much love for the 70s because I didn't grow up watching the 70s horror films. But what
This shit is embarrassing to like, dude. If you like this, you should be embarrassed for yourself. honestly, like there's no substance here. It isn't like good for its time. It isn't ahead of its time. There's no acting that is at all in any way decent.
Bullshit.
The plot is fucking indecipherable.
Fantastic.
The fucking this whole bit with the tall man, and it's like, oh dude, he's got his fucking his drilly ball once. That's cool.
Twice.
Okay, cool. The thing that this whole thing is built on, twice. Cool.
Some Jawas.
We've got the fucking Jawas in the house, dude. Like this shit is stupid.
What's not to like, right?
I fucking hate this shit. I do not fucking, I don't resonate with this not one little bit, dude. This fucking yellow blooded idiots can get the fuck out.
What's wrong with yellow blood?
Fuck, get out.
What about you, Red?
I have a soft spot for this movie. Shit. Almost because of everything he just mentioned. Like, basically. And look, I will say, I don't want to say it's ahead of its time, but it is 1979. And the look of
the year after Halloween.
Look at him. He's not... Here, just... You talked...
I'm not saying anything!
The fucking...
He's gonna detach a retina, though.
The oddness of the fucking design, like, them going into the mortuary, and it's all white in there, and they have these busts with these red curtains, and all that. It's fucking odd, and it's obviously talking about, like, the artifice of how they view death in this country, because you have this, like, it's going around, like, what do they call the mortuaries, right? And so, I think it kind of, like, it's from this perspective of this, like, young teen boy, and
how old is he?
I don't know, and I don't think he did a bad job. Now, at all, I think he's fine. But what I think most of the acting is fucking awful, and Don Coscarelli knows it's awful, and they're not in on the joke, but he's in on the joke, and he makes that evident with all sorts of oddball decisions, oddball editing choices, like all sorts of things that he shows later on in his filmography too. Like he fucking does this with Bubba Hotep later on. He perfected this fucking oddballness later on. Okay, Angus Scrimm fucking owns this part, just scowling and walking around being a lanky fucking ass.
He did pop out of the bushes rather dramatically. He
pops out of the bushes and it's all... Dude, what do you want? Like, that's fucking great. And then it's like, if you weren't convinced this is just like fever dream, like fucking nonsense, here comes a spear to bore out your fucking pineal gland and like blood will spurt out the back. And then, yeah. And then like the kid goes up to these fucking metal bars. And then it turns out they're like a portal into another planet.
Unless you touch them in a certain way, then...
Well, what do you want from a movie, man? That's my question.
None of what happens.
And then the guy's like, bring the truck. And he brings a truck, and it's a fucking ice cream truck. This is so idiosyncratic where I'm like, not only is it... It's not just like, oh, I know, it knows it's stupid. It's like, no, it's like very specific with its strangeness. See, and that's why I have a soft spot.
I think the trouble I have specifically with you and films like this is there's no way out of it. There's like no way to be like, well, is there some possibility they were taking this seriously? There's no way.
Of course,
they
were
taking this
seriously. But the rest of his filmography.
But somebody was taking this seriously. Like, there's it's so
that fun. Makes it better that they were taking it seriously because the director's like, that's what I mean,
but like maybe Coscarelli doesn't know how to direct a movie. Maybe that's possible.
Bubba Hotep is very well directed,
but that was also like 20 years later.
Correct. Yeah, I think, as far as directing, look, no, he's not a great director. He's an idiosyncratic director. So I'm not saying like, oh, this is a great fucking movie. I'm saying I have a soft spot for it. I don't say that about shit that's a masterpiece. I'm saying like, yeah, it's goofy, it's silly, it's definitely like garbage, but it's very very idiosyncratic, and it's very like it's got a lot of personality, and it's working with what he's got shit actors, so he's like, let me let my shit actors shine. Let this ice cream guy with a horrible ponytail show up in his vest and deliver shit like, you know, like you remember in that scene in the kitchen, they've got that fly thing.
Yeah, see, you like this shit though. Okay, but Matt, look, before we get too far, Matt, what'd you think of
this movie is hot trash, and I love every minute.
There we go.
I'm watching it, and like it's just all, like Rhett said, it's all bad decisions, but like they're so good, every last one of them. The weird little fucking flashbacks, the fact that this 12-year-old is like drinking beer and driving cars and shooting guns and jumping out of the back of cars, and like there's explosions and Jawas and all of it. There's boobs. First, like, 5 seconds, there's boobs. Boom. Right
and
there.
She's got, like, great legs, and then her face is like, damn, is this a horse? You know what I mean? Like, fuck, did they put a wig on a horse right now? No, and it turns out, too.
It's just Sarah Jessica Parker.
It turns out, too, the man who is, like, old Father Time, basically, right? He's like death, right? He can either manifest as the tall man, or an alluring horse-faced woman.
Yeah, why would you ever be the tall man if you can be an alluring horse-faced woman?
Because it's talking about sex and death. It's doing the stuff. Now, whether or not like it's a good movie, it does have stuff.
What is the stuff that it's doing? Because I don't get this stuff. I think that's like that.
This is Don Coscarelli. I had a compunction to try to do something in the horror genre.
Wait, what's compunction mean?
He had an idea.
Okay.
And I started thinking about how our culture handles death. It's different than in other societies. We have this central figure of a mortician. He dresses in dark clothing, lurks behind doors. They do procedures on the body that we know very little about, the whole embalming thing. If you ever do any actual research on it, it's actually pretty freaky. And it's also very arbitrary because they don't do it in a bunch of other cultures. It all culminates in this grand funerary service production, which is strange compared to other cultures. It just seemed like it would be a great area in which to make a film. So all of this like super arbitrary, idiosyncratic shit, he's actually just, you know, it's him.
So basically when he's talking about funerals, he's like, we're just going to focus on that for like half a scene. And then the rest of it is the little kid screaming.
No. There's a lot more.
No, it's about a young boy's fear of death and loss. And he doesn't want his older brother to go bye-bye like the dude did at the beginning and like their parents did.
That was their brother. But for some reason, they thought he suicided by stabbing himself in the heart.
Because they didn't know it was a horse-faced bitch from another planet.
Okay, we can quit it. We can stop it with the horse-faced bitch bit.
That's,
okay.
That's true. What?
You want to defend the movie? You want to defend the tall man?
I just don't want to, you know, go down a rabbit hole of talking about a woman because of her face.
But you'll talk about a movie because of his face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This
movie's face is beautiful.
Okay.
You know, it's a little oblong. You know, maybe one eye's a little bit wonky and drifts a little bit.
Look. I said she's alluring, and that's the fucking term.
The idea that, and I know, look, me saying this is just going to be like, well, bro, it's just, like, I just don't like, I don't accept don't the like idea fun. That just because it's an oddball film that was made in the fucking 70s. I'm supposed to be like, oh, bro, good job. Like,
no.
Coscarelli, no. You're
I'm not telling him good job at all. I didn't see anything.
You're ahead of your time with this fucking, like, otherworldly thing. And it's like, nah, bro. Like,
I didn't see anything deep like that.
You know what else
did.
Came out that year, dude? Alien came out that year.
I mean, that's true.
So,
did Alien have a budget of $300,000?
I don't give a shit. You know what did? You know what had a budget of $3,000 and kicked the shit out of this film?
What was that?
Fucking, you know, the battery.
That was $5,000.
$5,000.
And that was also like,
I don't give a shit who loved it. Like 40
years later.
Does it matter?
Well, Ridley Scott loved it, dude.
Good.
You know what he made? Alien.
Alien. In fact, he said this is better than Alien.
That's true.
Especially the shot in the church where he has it completely symmetrical and then stopped it right at the wood part.
You can tell
he knows how to frame a shot. He's almost making fun of it.
Some of those chase scenes were pretty fun, too.
Were they?
Yeah. They were, dude.
It's like the chase scene in Point Break where they're going through the backyards.
When you start doing this
and like
bit,
they've never made I, one I, word so, so
I can't
fun.
Fucking, I can't like.
It's bad, man. Okay, like.
It's so good,
dude. That part where he shows up in the kitchen and that shit is in the trash compactor or dude, that the garbage disposal. That
oh, the fly.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
We bust open the door and he goes, ha ha ha, boy.
Yeah.
Dude, that doesn't make you just want to yell boy at people.
No, dude.
You played a good game, boy.
I don't understand. And it's like this movie's like, when you talk to horror fucking nerds, they're like, oh,
dude, fucking Angus Graham and the ball and the knives. Dude. And the fuck.
I don't care. I just don't care about this lame shit.
And like the plot.
This shit sucks.
The plot is so stupid where they're
what
like.
What plot, dude?
Angus Grimm is killing people so he can compact them down into mini versions of themselves and turn them into slaves in his super hot alternate dimension.
They're like, they're doing flashbacks of the scene that we're in this fucking movie. It's
yeah, they are.
Crazy. It's fucking crazy. Like, they're doing a flashback of the scene with the kid in the fucking cemetery that he was just in 3 minutes ago. Yep. And yep. It's like, what the fuck? What are you doing? And then this whole thing with this kid's fucking motorcycle, his dirt bike. He's yeeting himself through a cemetery.
For no reason.
And it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? And then this brother with his fucking car, and then he's like, the little kid's like, it's the carburetor, dude. And I'm like, oh, fuck you, man. I got one. Wait, hey,
what do you attribute its cult following to, Matt?
Retardation.
We don't want to go down that rabbit hole, okay? Only horse face.
I'm judging movies by their retardation.
No, but
I think it's because it's so dumb. I think it's like Troll 2, you know, where it's not as bad as Troll 2, like by a long shot, but where like it's just so goofy and there's so many like, why would you make this decision? And I didn't get any of that smart shit you did, and I just thought it was
well. That was a quote from him.
That well, right, right, but you so know, just,
right, because he can retcon his own career 30 years after.
Well,
the
I kind of. Well, I, no, that's the thing. Like, he's a pretty like. For, I'm asking that because Coscarelli attributes, and this is a quote: "It's cult following completely and only to nostalgia and the film's lack of answers."
What you know? What's
so?
You
so
know,
he's saying it's nostalgia and the lack
you
of
know
answers.
What's, you offers. Know what's fucky about this film the most is that like it's nostalgic of an era that it's from, which is really fucked up. So it's like already asking you to be nostalgic about an era that it's being made in,
right? But
really fucking.
But I think what he's saying is
time had to go by.
Yeah,
No. I mean, in the film itself, I think it's presenting itself like as like, oh, dude, like
you will
be nostalgic about this now.
Okay, I think what you're rubbing up against there, and you're not gonna like this, but what that is starting to feel like is surrealism, and that's what the film does kind of feel like. It has a surrealist vibe and energy to it. And that is like, regardless of good execution or poor execution, it has this kind of like, you know, scattershot dream logic fucking surrealism to it. And that shows up again.
It's only that because it's so misguided in basically everything it does. You could call anything surrealistic if it's chopped up into a million pieces.
No, but it doesn't like blender. Troll 2 doesn't feel dreamlike. It just is Troll 2.
It just is dumb and bad.
It doesn't ever start really rubbing up way. Against something where it's asking you to be nostalgic about its present reality. That's a different. You're getting into a different fucking almost ethereal place there. You have welcome to Phantasm.
Fuck off, man.
He's completely right though. All of it.
I'm a lawyer. I'm the lawyer for this
film. It's like, you do that moment where he goes into the fucking, like, otherworldly desert, bro. Like, have you ever been to an otherworldly desert? I bet you haven't. And it's like, okay, cool.
What was your favorite part?
The fucking Jawas, dude. The first appearance of the Jawas.
Jorge's texting us earlier, listeners. He's like, they got Jawas in this fucking bitch? And totally, because it was cool too, because we had just watched Return of the Jedi earlier. I'm like, damn, I can see Jawas twice.
You're always right.
Yeah. I've seen fucking Labyrinth, Return of the Jedi, and this in the same week. Like, dude.
I just, look. It's very clear that I have a bias to hating these films.
Yeah, you do.
What do you, okay, when you say these films. Anything from the fucking 70s that isn't good, I'm sorry.
Well, that's not.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Saying isn't good, like that's very subjective and dismissive.
Because that's right. That's
it's being very, very reductive.
I don't think it's just the 70s, though. Like you don't, you know, you didn't like Street Trash.
Yeah, and that's a masterpiece.
And I'd kind of like I think. Well, I don't think it's a masterpiece. I think it's trash, and it's really good multicolored trash.
It's good trash.
With these panning shots from the guy who worked with James Cameron. So I'm like, what the fuck kind of band is this? That's another thing. If this is a band, it's like they're fucking like...
This is Mr. Bungle.
Like, you're so weird. Like, what are you doing? And it's kind of like, I'm kind of digging it. You're so fucking weird, dude.
This shit is like the Chuck E. Cheese band. That's what this is.
That's dope.
Yeah. That was the Nick Cage movie, the Wally's Wonderland.
Don't even.
That was. That Wally's Wonderland.
What do you prefer, Wally's Wonderland or Phantasm?
Actually, he's Phantasm.
Say, I was going to say Wally.
Some strange fucking...
Exactly. Because it's got originality.
No, but that doesn't mean anything. I hated them both.
I get it. I get it.
You at least like Phantasm more. That's the important thing.
You're not like saying like, oh, I like the one we just watched last year because at least it's competent or something. Like, no, it's not. It's just... It might be more competent
How do you not love this, though? That's what I don't get.
Because like, he thinks it's... The parts that I think are funny or idiosyncratic, he thinks are just boring and embarrassing. Right?
Yeah.
That's a mistake.
It's like a noise rock band. It's dope.
No, but see, that's not it. That's not even it, dude. At least with a fucking noise rock band, I could be like, look, you... Look, there's
a fucking ball.
There's complex shit going on. This is not. This is fucking Sublime. I'm sorry.
No.
This shit is fucking Sublime. Yeah, dude.
Hocus Pocus is Sublime.
You got Brad Newell fucking, when you grab Noel.
Bradley Noel.
Boo, boo, boo.
Two pints of dudes. This is like sci-fi version of the Smut Peddlers. Okay?
Yeah.
See? That's why.
I don't.
It's like Smut Peddlers with a fucking steel ball flying towards you.
Dude, you didn't like that they keep the dwarves in kegs? That was pretty tight.
And house and I just...
And then like that I scene at the get, beginning where the guy's like, into it, man. He's playing his guitar on the porch and he's just going do-do-do-do-do. And then the guy comes up and like he just instantly pulls out a guitar and it's like, hey, you're working on this riff that I've never heard before. And then they just start fucking jamming together. Oh, but there's so many missed notes, but then they like even grunt at the same time. But like that guy's fucking sweet long hair ponytail with his George Costanza cul-de-sac.
It's even
like,
worse than fucking George. Bro, at least George Costanza. Costanza?
Can't send you.
Costanza probably had a little more hair than this motherfucker.
Dude, that part got me good. And then he just like hits the tuning fork and he like just slowly puts his fingers on there. It's like, oh, that's not foreshadowing at all. And then they just get these two fucking weird vibrating pillars, bro. And they're just like forks. And so he puts his hands on them and dude.
And look, it didn't mean shit.
It didn't mean shit.
Exploded anyway.
And then there's this nonsense at the end where it's like, nope, it was a dream. Your brother died in a car wreck. And I had to rewind it. And I'm like, wait, did his brother actually die in a car wreck? Because the last time you see his brother, he's just fucking standing there with the shotgun. He's looking at lights on the hill. And it's like, that's the house. And he's like, oh, sick. That's where they are. And then he just fucking pieces out. He's just gone forever. And the creepy guy with the ponytail then like adopts the young kid who's 12 but drinks beer. And then they're going on a road trip because that's not creepy
at all.
Look, dude,
you don't get it. You know what, dude? When you've reached an emotional impasse, you just got to drink sometimes, bro.
You just got to dwell on it.
Even as like a 12-year-old.
You just got to fucking sit there and dwell on it.
You just
got
to take a beer and dwell.
Sometimes reality slips through your fingers and you can't tell what's real.
You know what? You know what, dude? Reality's like? It's like sand. If you grip onto it too hard, it just fucking falls.
I want to heal. I want to feel.
It just slips, dude. And then
yeah,
like,
just right through your fingers.
Then like 20 years later, you're like, but I meant to do that.
Yeah.
Somewhere I belong.
I really should have dwelled on things more.
So
that's what I'm going to say on my deathbed.
Coscarelli, he did Beastmaster, which I know
Matt's Beastmaster's tight, dude. That made me want to ferret so bad.
He did some movies I've never heard of, like Survival Quest. I'm curious, but he did a total of 4 Phantasm movies.
And then there was 19 of them now.
Then there was Phantasm Ravager in 2016, which he was producer and co-writer on, but didn't direct. But he did Bubba Hotep, which I like very much. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Bubba Hotep?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You're okay on it? You're like, eh. It's
fucking lukewarm as shit.
That seems like a George movie, too.
What, just because it's fucking Bruce Campbell, dude?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Well, it's Bruce Campbell as either Elvis or an Elvis impersonator, but either way, he believes he's Elvis in an old folks' home with a black dude who believes he's JF Kennedy, who had his mind transferred to another body.
And you know how much you
love Elvis.
A fucking
mummy coming.
Cool, cool, cool.
It is cool. And then John dies at the end, which we've had a couple talks about. Matt's read the book, and he thinks the movie's shit because it's not as good as the book.
The book's better. The book's way better.
I haven't read the book, so I have that luxury. And also, I like when I think of that movie and how fucking the scattershotness of it and blah, 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 I think it's like, I didn't read the book, but do you think he took a good shot at adapting such a strange narrative? Oh, you're asking
the wrong guy. I mean, like, yeah, it was good, but I feel like there was a lot of stuff from the book that was left out. And, like,
I mean, obviously
where there was, but, you know, I feel like parts of it were important. I mean,
Charlotte's Web is a lot taken out of the fucking book.
Yeah, but they made it better.
It's like Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, they actually included most of that book because that movie's like 4 hours. Yeah. But yeah, there's something called Apple Cart in 2017. I don't know what the fuck that is. Anyway,
that is a mistake is what that is.
Yeah, I think this guy is obviously, and I'm not saying it means he's good, but I do have a soft spot for eccentrics and stuff like that. And I appreciate his brand of trash.
It's a good brand. Mm.
It's he's not that, what's the word too? Like, he's not... prolific. He hasn't done that much, but I didn't know he did four. He directed four fucking Phantasm movies.
That's just a mistake.
So, have you seen any of the sequels, Matt?
I think I've seen part two, but that's it.
I saw part two comes out in 88, so it's almost 10 years after the first one. So I think that's probably when the nostalgia hit its stride. You know, it's late 80s. It's about a decade later.
And it's been 10 years. You know what we need?
A fucking
another Phantasm movie.
Yeah,
fuck.
I mean, like, hell so. Yeah. I think the whole Aliens thing about the nostalgia out, it's time was for like
Phantasm 2.
You know, and I think the nostalgia hit because of like I said, people watched it when they were kids and it was trash, and they remember it. Like, I love Big Trouble in Little China, but I've even said if I show it to somebody now for the first time, there's a good chance they're not going to like it. You know, because it's kind of fucking corny, but, like, I love it.
To be fair, Big Trouble Little China is a lot more breakneck entertaining.
Oh, yeah, it's infinitely better than this film, but still, that doesn't mean that...
Well, it's also very clear that it knows what it's doing. I don't... You guys are attributing a lot of, like, oh, it knows what it's doing. It's like, nah.
No.
I mean, Coscarelli.
I didn't say that.
Like, Coscarelli is like letting his actors do their thing because he knows it's all fucked up. And I'm like, really?
No, I think it's just bad.
Well, I think there's kind of an improvisational feel to it. And that's like, you know.
Or maybe that just comes across because those people don't know how they're acting.
Right.
So, like.
He's like, oh, I got shit actors? All right. We're going to make a shit movie and I'm going to do oddball editing. Here we go. And we're going to have like the fucking... What's the name of the place? It has the sign over the fucking area.
The cemetery?
Yeah, the cemetery, but it has a sign. I can't forget. Summer like or sun...
Moonraisers sun, yeah, or summer,
something side.
Sunrise
or
some shit.
Moonshine.
But the S is like super crooked. Like was it like that and you just didn't fix it? Or did you move that on purpose? Like, what is it with this?
It's to make it look, more disheveled.
Just
more
off, like, yeah. Right?
It's to make it look more like an infinity symbol, which is how it feels when you're watching this movie.
You know, yeah, what though?
It's a hefty 87 minutes.
It kind of is. I had a few times where I was checking the time and a minute and a half had gone by. You know what I mean? So I will admit that. I'm like, oh shit, that was only 90 seconds? That's amazing. Stretching time. Right, so I will say, yeah, but that's its own kind of accomplishment.
A ringing endorsement.
That's like its own accomplishment that it can stretch a minute and a half into like 15 minutes.
Into an eternity.
Yeah. That's fucking amazing.
It's just the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, dude, man, who hurt you? Like, you just don't like anything fun anymore.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. I like.
He likes Underwater.
I do like Underwater.
That's true.
What's better, Underwater or Phantasm?
Oh, dude, come on. Are you fucking with me right now, dude? Come on now.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed.
About what, dude?
I don't know.
You're bummed that I didn't like a shit movie? Are you fucking kidding me?
I knew it was going to be dumb enough for Rhett, but I thought it would at least be fun enough for you.
Well, there's plenty of dumb movies I don't like, though.
How could you be in
but this is like, I knew this was dumb enough.
In any universe, you'd be like, oh, dude, George was going to like this shit, dude. And it's like, fuck, I'm bummed out he didn't like it.
This one.
Well, I just love it. See, I used to, before, when Matt asked if I watched before, I used to think, why are there balls, though? Now I'm like,
why does it matter?
That's great. Like, that's why. What the fuck do you mean, why are there fucking... Why? What explanation would work for you, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
Like, and, there is no reason.
And maybe there's explanation in the future ones, but, like, if he's supposed to be death, then cool. To me, that's his scythe, you know? It's just a little more, like, modern.
Why is it a scythe? Exactly.
Yeah.
Why's it got to be like that?
It's a fucking ball with pokey things, and it just bores out your dome.
And all, dude, all you need to fucking beat it is a bat, and you've solved death.
Well, it wasn't a bat; it was a shotgun.
They probably do a bat in the sequels. I hope they do. I hope there's like a baseball scene.
It's like, is it death, dude? Well, fuck, who cares? It's a shitty ball. Is Angus, is the tall man death, or is he the devil? Who cares? It sucks.
He's death and the devil.
Who cares? It sucks.
And the lady in lavender, the boob woman.
Is the boob woman, representation of like female and femininity and all this on the fucking, you know, when we're talking about Eve and Adam, who cares? It sucks.
If you ask Reddit is.
Well,
if you ask me, it's just an excuse.
The execution is different.
It's just an excuse to throw boobs in an 80s Eden, movie or 70s
and
movie.
And Angus Scrim is the snake in the tree. And it's like, hey, but like, hey, dummy, you don't get it because this is a frenetic fever dream. And it's like,
it's nothing, you don't get it, so you don't care about the
I don't care.
Stuff.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah. See,
either. That, I don't care that if it's way further down that I'm not seeing it.
I'm saying like I've had bullshit dreams that would be shitty movies, but that doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of like symbolism.
You know what you didn't do?
Huh?
You didn't make a shitty movie about your shitty dream.
No, but I lived it. Like I had it. Even better. I viewed it in my mind's eye.
It's even better.
And you viewed this movie.
Your head pictures.
Yeah, in my head picture.
In your mind, pussy.
In my mind, put my view. My view master. I put it right inside my.
Oh man, speaking
my
of
head
which,
pussy. That's why I like Videodrome.
You almost got him.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He almost spit that shit out.
Man, on my drive up to fucking June Lake in Yosemite, a whole bunch of views going up.
Oh, of course.
Holy shit. Dude, I walked into this fucking gas station and the fucking attendant was like, hey, what you need? And I was like, I just literally need some gas. And they're like, well.
You're like, nothing. I want nothing.
You look a little brown to be up here.
She goes, where are you coming from? And I'm like, oh, God, please don't.
You should have told her Tijuana.
I don't want any of what you're selling. Fucking Trump flags.
Oh, yeah.
Trump,
that's where all the old white
Trump
people live.
2020, all this shit, dude. It's crazy up there.
Why are you so intolerant, dude?
Intolerant left, dude. That's what I am.
That's dope.
That's tight.
Anywho.
Well,
frick this frick.
Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, based upon what you said, you'll know if this is your thing or not.
That's sad. I'm sad.
I'm glad Rhett liked it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm really glad.
I'm I got a soft that you spot think for it. It's rad that he.
It's
rad.
Also like, it's
wait a minute,
so rad.
Like even that. Why is it called? It's called Phantasm.
For no reason.
No reason. Like. Unless it again, it's referring to like it's a
what's like ghost
phantom of your imagination.
It's ghost, dude. Duh.
See, but then, like, which reality is the reality? Is it like the dream reality at the end where his brother said, is that the reality? Or is it like the weird
fucking
Jawa reality? You pulled him through the mirror into another dimension.
Any bullshit theory you can come up with? Yes.
It's like Candyman is like, oh, bro, I got mirrors. And then Angus Scrim's like, bitch, I got mirrors first.
Instead of being a black dude, is a tall white fella. Yeah. That's what we've got going on in this film.
He was, though.
Great.
He was.
Cool. And instead of having a hook for a hand, he's got a pointy ball.
Yeah, pointy balls, dude. It's a fucking walking contradiction right there. Pointy balls.
Just because he's got power over electromagnetism.
And pointy balls.
Pointy ball.
Yeah, dude. You know what that is? That's fucking mind bullets. That's telekinesis, George.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I saw something scary.
Won't somebody think scary. Won't somebody think of the Jawas?
He carried a
he picked up the fucking
he picked
coffin.
Up the coffin. Dude. He picked it up. Hey, and
it's
like,
really
oh,
weird.
He moused it. He's all, what the fuck? See, and then, which is great. There's another part. I'm glad you guys brought that up. Where he's face to face with the tall man. And this kid goes, dude, 79? That is ahead of its time. That's like 40 years ahead of its time. That's like fucking what? Come on now. Come on, man. He's about to turn off the computer. He's had it. Yeah.
This motherfucking guy doesn't like found footage movies.
No. Well, I mean, two, maybe.
What if Phantasm was a found footage movie?
Horrible.
Probably be better, that's for sure.
He would think it'd be better because it's like, oh, I like it. Looks like it's filmed with a camcorder because it is.
Yeah, that'd be dope, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Can you imagine the spike?
Oh, they
ball
dropped
flying
it.
At
they
you
dropped the like... camera and they're dying again.
That would be cool, actually. Oh, look, it's Angus Scrim. Oh, he's just
night vision, and they're crawling on the ground again.
Oh, no.
That would be dope.
Come on, man. Give me some fucking flying balls and
shit. Wait, the flying balls got tracking straps all over it. That's great.
Whoa, that's actually... They should
reinvent. Dude, it had the Terminator technology before Terminator.
Let's reinvent Phantasm as a found footage movie. So they go in there and they encounter these flying balls.
That sounds tight.
That's actually kind of really good.
And then, the camera's on the floor in night vision and you just see Angus Scrim. Well, he's dead, but his fucking hologram just appear.
All the binocular scenes out of the green. Or with a VHS fucking camcorder. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. Yeah. Now we're talking. Now we're talking ahead of its time.
They could even find a little room.
You can't give this movie credit for doing the thing that we're talking about now, and you're all stoked about it.
Yeah, I can, because it's the ideas,
it's
man.
It's the zeitgeist, dude.
See, if they would have explored the autopsies, they could even find the room with, the cassettes, and they put a few of them in and see him, compacting the fucking dwarves.
Oh, dude. Thank you for reminding me, bro. So we're at this fucking cabin at June Lake. And they have all these fucking videotapes. And I'm talking VHS. And so, of course, our perverted asses are going through them and be like, oh, let's look for the blank ones. Hopefully they're porno so we can all watch it together as two married couples.
With your kids.
No, they were asleep. So we're going through these fucking tapes, brother. And we stumble upon one that's called Thanksgiving. That's titled just Thanksgiving.
That sounds bad.
And I go, bro, throw that fucking one on. And it's this family, this waspy-ass family having Thanksgiving. And I am fucking glued to the TV, dude. And, everybody else, my wife. And the other married couple we were with. Dude, they were like, can we turn this off? I go, no, I am not turning this off.
Were they just eating or what?
They're all having dinner. But every personality's there, dude. There's the grandma who's a little bit too loud while she's having wine.
A little bit racist.
And there's the guy behind.
He liked this video. There's the guy, dude.
There's the guy behind the camera who's a little bit too funny for his own good, and he's like, "Oh, good one, Grandma Joni." And then there's the fucking guy who's very serious with his button-up shirt under a sweater kind of deal. It was fascinating, man. It was fucking great. It was a little slice of Americana.
It was Anthropology.
Fuck, it was awesome, man.
If you could look at Phantasm the way you looked at that.
Dude, it was fucking awesome. And then when they were pulling out the turkey, and I was like, dude, that's 40 years ago, and that's the fucking oven that we pulled our dinner out of. And I was tripping the fuck out, man.
It's like a time machine.
It was so good. This place had the same microwave also, and it was a pull down instead of a fucking ka-chunk.
You had the fucking immersive 4D.
It was crazy. And so I'm like, because I was like, let's keep watching in case some weird shit happens.
Ew.
And everybody else was like, nah, dude, this is boring. I'm like, this is the shit.
Yo, this is not boring. Go, this is fantastic.
I go, this is the goods right here, boy. They did not share that sentiment with me, man. But anywho.
That's pretty interesting.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Phantasm sucks, though.
No, it doesn't.
What are we watching next week, y'all?
We don't know. We'll figure it out. I think we should do Hocus Pocus to ease
Hocus
into spooky
Pocus.
Season.
That sounds awful.
Well, he hates Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since
you
since
are.
I remembered I enjoyed it.
You are ambivalent about Hocus Pocus.
We were supposed to do it last year and we didn't. We did fucking. You know what we did instead? It was with Baron Corbin. He had a
Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls. We were supposed to do Darkness Falls with Hocus Pocus. We ended up just doing Darkness Falls. God, that movie was horrible.
It was supposed to be a Patreon movie, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? We'll figure out what we're doing.
Who knows anything anymore?
Or we could do that Squid Show. Or we could do fucking the new Flanagan thing. I don't
Flanagan know. Again?
I don't know.
One of these days we'll decide.
Yeah, but next month we're doing those new releases coming out.
Cool. All right. Well, that's the Who Goes Here podcast for episode 325. 325? Fuck.
Yeah, man.
That's too many goddamn episodes.
No. Plowing through them. I'm looking for the day when it's 7:55.
Oh,
and we're fucking 55 years old.
Still having the same stupid conversations.
9 years.
George hates it. Rhett loves it. Matt's ambivalent about it. He forgot.
Rhett relapsed. Jorge's sober. Matt's 700 pounds.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Or what could Matt be? I don't know. Something special. Matt's got fucking like 4 kids.
Ew.
Big changes. Big changes.
Ew. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Fuck. God,
if I accidentally got one, I'd smash my dick.
I think both of you guys would have kids. In like alternate universe us,
yeah,
you guys would both have kids.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And George has hair.
Yeah, that's what I could add to my resume. Well, deadbeat dad. That would have been good for the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, that's good.
I don't think that's how it would go now, but that certainly would have been in the cards before. I'll tell you that. At best.
Fucking Matt George has hair as if he doesn't have another bit to fucking bite onto, this dick.
I don't. You got it all figured out. Except for
my hair.
Except for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it. See you next week.
Thanks, folks. Bye, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.